USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marussa reporting. A commercial truck driver has been acquitted of all charges in connection to a crash that killed 7 motorcycle riders. The jury on Tuesday found Vladimir Zhukovsky not guilty of 7 counts of manslaughter and 1 count of reckless conduct. He was driving a Dodge 2500 pickup that crashed head-on into a procession of riders in a motorcycle club of Marine veterans on a rural road in June of 2019. A new Rasmussen poll found that a majority of Americans, 63%, say they are changing their eating habits in response to historic inflation rates and their effects on grocery prices. Hit hardest are families with kids, with 72% changing their habits to accommodate higher prices for basics like eggs, milk, butter, and bacon, and women under 40 at 73%. This is USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in health care sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
China is indicating its live military drills in the area around Taiwan have come to an end. Beijing said today that it had completed various tasks around the island nation. However, China also said it plans to conduct regular patrols. The military drills began last week after China expressed anger over House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit to Taiwan. The People's Liberation Army's Eastern Theater Command said it will resolutely defend national sovereignty and territorial integrity. Yesterday, Taiwan said China's drills were part of a game plan for an invasion. Donald Trump takes the stand.
President Trump said Wednesday that he refused to answer questions from New York prosecutors, led by State Attorney General Letitia James, about his resort and real estate businesses during the state's tax investigation. Trump said in a statement, "I've declined to answer the questions under the rights and privileges afforded to every citizen under the United States Constitution," end quote, as he was referring to the Fifth Amendment.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and 6-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
3 people have died and at least 39 homes were damaged after an explosion in Evansville, Indiana, Fire Department Chief Mike Conley confirmed in a news conference on Wednesday. There could be other victims. We have not completed our search. Conley said the gas utility was quick to respond.
Immediately after the blast occurred, CenterPoint arrived and made the scene safe. There was no detection of gas, and they're restoring service now as the circuits are safe.
China, which Russia has sought as an ally since being cold-shouldered by the West over its invasion of Ukraine, has called the United States the main instigator of the crises. China's ambassador to Moscow, Zhang Henhui, accused Washington of backing Russia into a corner with repeated expansions of the NATO Defense Alliance and support for forces seeking to align Ukraine with the European Union rather than Moscow. Spider-Man fandom is in Tyler Scott Hoover's blood, but not because he was bitten by an eradicated arachnid. His father had collected Marvel comic books featuring the character since the 1970s. "He passed down a ton of comics to me," says Hoover, 32, of Glen Burnie, Maryland. "It kind of makes it almost like a religion. It would have been hard for me to not become a fan of Spider-Man." There are legions of fans of Spider-Man, who this month marks 60 years in the vast imaginative world of comic books, movies, and merch. This is USA Radio News.